0818-715-1919.
Now, John Mallon sits up to me today from a group called Forest Éireann, and I was reading the brief on this last night, and indeed earlier in the week as well. And it's all about giving smokers a voice, because I suppose us non-smokers are fairly well ostracised people, and you're not allowed to smoke in my house, and you're not allowed to smoke wherever. But John sits up to me today. John, good morning to you.
Good morning, Keith, and thank you for the invite.
No problem at all. I mean, are smokers being discriminated against? Are you being ostracised by society? Is it...
Absolutely. In my own case, over the last few days, I went to Sligo and I couldn't get a hotel that could offer me a room where I could smoke. I was working with my computer at night, and that was quite difficult. And a couple of floors up to go down out into the cold, the same in Galway last night. Micheál Martin, at the launch of the smoking ban, singled out the hotel room as your home from home, and said that smokers should be entitled to, if they weren't allowed to smoke in the bar downstairs, they should be entitled to smoke in their own hotel room. But more and more, people are just taking a very, I think, nasty and aggressive and sometimes maybe even petty attitude towards smokers. We have to remember that when the ban came in first, it wasn't policed by the Gardaí, they refused. So it was self-policed, and smokers were never thanked. They talked about the high compliance rate of 98-99%. Nobody said anything about the guys who got up voluntarily and went out the door. But now they're trying to ban, for example, outdoor smoking settings. There is no medical or scientific reason to ban smoking in an outdoor setting. It's not evidence-based. But the hospital grounds. And at the hospital grounds, I'm noticing all over the country, smokers are ignoring the ban. They're smoking outside.
They're definitely doing so in Galway, John.
Yeah, and in Cork. It's a stressful situation. They don't see the logic or the reason in it. They're not harming anybody around them. And they're just ignoring it. And I can't blame them in a way. And really, it was funny and coincidental, maybe. But there was research just published at the start of this tour, coincidentally, in Social Science and Medicine magazine. And it was research done in the US. They looked at over 600 other things to bring this together. And they basically said that the anti-smoking moves that have been made over the last 10 years, all over the world, not just here in Ireland, we're particularly virulent in Ireland, but they've been counterproductive. They're leading smokers to become resistant. They're leading them to lapse when they're trying to quit. A lot of people tried e-cigarettes, and there were all sorts of rumours put around about those that were false, and they just went back smoking again. And it's led to a lot of stress and social isolation for smokers.
And have you felt that isolation yourself when it comes to smoking?
Well, yes, you would do in social occasions. For example, I've been to weddings where after the meal, along with maybe a third or a half the people in the hall, I've got up and gone outside. Now, it leads to an awful lot of angst then when you come back in, and people inside are complaining and giving out that you've all gone out, and really you're saying, well, it's not from choice. I have to go out. I enjoy a smoke as part of an otherwise full life, a style of my own. And I enjoy the company of other smokers. It's actually quite social when we're together like that, because we've something in common. We're all ostracised. We're all demonised.
But I'm a non-smoker. I've never smoked in my life.
Good.
I don't like... Well, no, I suppose I just couldn't afford them when I was younger. But anyway, and I don't like the smell of smoke. So I take what you're saying about a hotel room.
Yeah.
But if I go into a hotel room, and it happened to me recently, not in this country, but I went into a hotel and somebody had been smoking there beforehand. Yeah. And I just didn't like this. I didn't like it. But I suppose smokers don't get that smell, do you?
No, you don't. And what I was in Dublin last week, for example, and I booked into sister hotel of the one I stayed in here in Galway last night. And they have four rooms laid aside specifically for smokers. They're at the end of a corridor. They're out of everybody's way. They're always available. And they don't book non-smokers into them. You have to specifically ask. And that is, I think, what Micheál Martin had in mind 11 years ago.
So would you call on hotels then to put smoking rooms into hotels?
Absolutely, absolutely. I would call on them to urge their members, because there's a million or more of us out there who enjoy a smoke in the evening. And on nights like last night, it's not really an issue in the summertime if you can go out to the yard or even out to the car park. I mean, you don't mind when it's warm and balmy in the evening. But last night, 120 mile an hour winds and bursts of rain coming out of nowhere, it's quite difficult. And it sort of spoils the, you know, I looked at a questionnaire in the hotel room asking about my stay, the quality of the food, the quality of this. It was all wonderful. Irish hotels are of a very high standard. But I didn't feel at home. And it puts me off a lot, you know. I can't help it. I did a tour one time around the country here on the topic of comfortable smoking rooms. I asked the question, why not? It's not harming anybody. Smoking rooms for publicans in Galway, I asked all around the place. About a third of publicans says, yes, they would love to provide a smoke room. A third of them said they couldn't afford it. And a third of them said they were landlocked. That was the breakdown loosely. But for the ones that would like to provide a smoking room, the HSE, not the Gardaí, not the law, it's the HSE said that it must be either a room with no roof on it or two walls missing. That is not necessary. It can be separate. There's a lady in Donegal built one in an outhouse in a yard at the back of her pub where fellas were going in. It was carpeted. They had lovely chairs. They had tables with ashtrays. They took their Irish Times in the morning with the coffee or a pint in the evening with friends. And when they wanted a refill, they went back out, took their glass or their cup back out with them. She was delighted with it. The HSE came down and shut it down. They said it was too comfortable and cosy looking. And that's petty and it's nasty. And smokers are feeling that from ordinary, decent people. Smokers themselves are ordinary, decent people.
So, John Madden, what would you like to... What would you like Galway to do?
Well, as I'm talking to a Galway audience this morning, again, a quarter to upwards of a third of them probably are smokers, and they understand what I mean. The other two thirds use language like, I hate smoke. Well, the cigarette doesn't light itself. It's the person at the other end of it. So by extension, you're hating smokers. This campaign of denormalisation where children can't be allowed to see somebody lighting a cigarette, that's incitement to hatred. I think that's disgraceful. And coming from a reputable organisation as it does, I think that sort of thing has to stop. We have to have a tolerance. Society in the end is self-evolving and we have to have tolerance and caring for each other. And that really is the plea of this tour. Give smokers a break.
Give
us a break.
Yeah. All right, we'll give you a break. I see where you're coming from. I mean, I have some friends who are smokers and they feel the same way. And you kind of, if you're in their house, they're smoking in their house and they're happy.
Yeah.
But then I can see the non-smoker, you know, they don't like the smell of it.
Yeah.
But as he put to me once upon a time, you can bring pets to hotels on holidays.
That's right.
But you can't smoke in the room.
And I can tell you, I've been in some hotel rooms where it smelt of all sorts of awful things that went on before I got into it. It had nothing to do with cigarettes.
All right. Listen, thanks for joining us. Again, John Mallon, the organisation is called Forest Éireann. Thank you for joining us today on the programme. Quick commercial break. Back after these.